Ashwapati, king of Madras, had no child. To have a child, he practiced austerities. For 18 years, he observed rigid vows and succeeded in evoking the goddess Savitri. Ashwapati asked for many sons. Savitri said he would soon be blessed with a daughter, not a son. Savitri told him, "In the long run, this daughter will do you more good than many sons. You'll understand this in due course of time." The daughter was named Savitri after the goddess. She had a gorgeous golden complexion, a beautiful lotus-like face. People thought she was a goddess herself. Her spiritual splendor and beauty and virtue were so overwhelming that suitors refused to ask for her in marriage. Savitri approached her father. She was of marriageable age, but no man had sought her hand. The king then gave her permission to travel abroad while looking for her own husband. He would have to be an extraordinary man with qualities no less than hers. Savitri left the palace and, along with elderly counselors, wandered about. She returned some weeks later. As it so happened, the great sage Narada Muni was having an audience with the king. Savitri spoke to them both.
"I met a righteous king among the Sawa people named Dumatsena. He had gone blind, and one of his enemies took away his kingdom by force. King Dumatsena left for the forest with his wife and only son. I have taken his son, Satyavan, into my heart as my love."
"That is too bad. Savitri has made a wrong choice. The youth, Satyavan, does have exceptional qualities. Indeed, his name means one who is truthful. He is energetic, intelligent, forgiving, and courageous. In gift-giving, he feeds innumerable beggars. He excels in courage and devotion. In handsomeness, he is like the moon. He is dedicated to his friends, unassuming and forbearing. Great sages say that his honor is always proper and his behavior is firmly established. He has only one flaw, and it overpowers all his virtues. 1 year from today, Satyavan will die."
"Death can come only once. A daughter can be given away only once. Similarly, whether Satyavan's life is long or short, I will only choose my husband once."
Naraji approved and departed. Savitri married and lived in the forest ashram with her husband, with her blind father-in-law and mother-in-law, none of whom had been informed about Satyavan's impending doom. A few days before the expiration of 1 year's time, she began a fast. On the day of his predicted demise, she asked Satyavan if she could accompany him to the forest.
"But you never go to the woods with me. The paths are hard to cross, and you are very weak now from fasting."
"Today I cannot stand to be away from you. Please let me accompany you. I shall not hinder you in any way. It is almost a year since I last left the ashram, and I so much want to see the blossoming forests."
"Savitri, due to this heavy work, my head, my limbs are aching. I can hardly stand up. I think I'm going to go to sleep for a while.
You look superhuman. So I assume you are a god. Who are you, and why have you come here?
You are always devoted to your husband, and you have acquired the merit of performing austerity. That is why I am even talking to you. I am Yama, the Lord of Death. Your husband's days on earth are over. I have come to take his soul away.
But usually only your servants come. Why have you personally come?
Because this Satyavan has excellent qualities and bodily beauty, so he is above being carried away by my servants. Savitri, stop. Return and perform your husband's funeral ceremonies. You have no more obligations to him. Don't follow me any farther.
I shall follow my husband wherever you carry him. This is the tradition. The wise say that he who takes 7 steps with another person makes a friendship with him. Now that we are friends, please hear what I have to say. Even a materially successful person who has no control over his senses acquires no merit. Spiritual merit is made up of true knowledge. The wise say that acquiring spiritual merit is the best of all things.
O Savitri, I am pleased by your distinctive speech, founded on reason. Therefore, except for the life of your husband, ask me for any blessing.
All right. My father-in-law has lost his eyesight. By your grace, may he regain his vision.
Granted. You look tired from walking. Do not tire yourself further. And please, stop following me and return home.
In my husband's company, how can I feel weary? My husband's fate is mine also. So wherever you carry him, I too shall go. O Lord Yama, please listen to me again. Even one conversation with saintly persons is very desirable. Friendship is even more so, and a relationship with them is always productive. Therefore, one should live with saintly persons only.
Your words are very inspiring, O Savitri. They satisfy the heart and increase the wisdom of even the wise. Ask me for another blessing, except for your husband's life.
Some time ago, my father-in-law, who is very learned and brilliant, lost his kingdom. I would like him to recover it now and never relinquish his responsibilities again.
Granted. Now please, stop following me and return home.
You control all beings and bear them away. Not by your fancy, but by justice. That is why you are called Yama, the Lord of Justice. The constant responsibility of the virtuous is to never harm anyone by thought, word, or deed, to love all beings and to give them what they deserve. Everything of this world is like my husband now, dead. People are empty of both devotion and ability, but the virtuous are merciful, even to enemies who ask for protection.
Savitri, as water is to a thirsty person, so your words are to me. Therefore, ask me for a third blessing, except for Satyavan's life.
My father, Aswapati, has no sons, but to continue the family line, I would like him to father 10 sons.
Granted. Now, that I have satisfied you. Please stop following me. You have walked far enough.
Walking beside my husband, I have not even noticed how far I have walked. I would like to walk farther. Please hear what I have to say now. You are the mighty son of the sun god Vivashvan. Giving equal justice to all, you are called the Lord of Justice. One is not even as confident about oneself as he is with the virtuous. Everyone aspires after virtue such as yours. It is virtue alone that inspires confidence among all beings. People depend especially upon the virtuous.
How could anyone but you speak such words? They greatly delight me. Except for Satyavan's life, ask for another blessing, then return to your hermitage.
All right. I would like to give birth to 10 sons who will be heroes. My children should be powerful, skilled, and able to perpetuate our family line.
Granted. Now stop following me. You already have come too far.
The virtuous always practice goodness, and when they meet with each other, this is always productive. By the truth of the virtuous, the sun moves in the sky. By their austerities, the world is maintained, and the past and future depend on them. Thus, the virtuous are always cheerful in the company of the virtuous. Knowing this, the virtuous help others without expecting any reward. Serving the virtuous is never a waste. Because of such service, the virtuous often become the protectors of everyone.
The more you speak such significant words, full of sweet phrases, invested with virtue and pleasing to the mind, the more I feel respect for you. Therefore, ask me for a great blessing.
The last blessing you granted me cannot be fulfilled unless I am united with my husband. Please, restore Satyavan to life. Without a husband, I am like a dead person. I do not want happiness, heaven, or prosperity, and I do not wish to live. You granted that I may have 10 sons, yet you have taken away my husband. Please, bring Satyavan back. Only then will your words prove true.
So be it. Savitri, I have freed your husband. He will never experience illness again. He will enjoy prosperity, and along with you, will live for 400 years. When he performs sacrifices, he will attain great renown. Moreover, he will have 10 sons with you, and all their sons and grandsons will become celebrated monarchs. And your father will also have 10 sons. These sons will look like gods. They will be famous along with their sons and daughters. They will be very celebrated.
Vasudevaya.
How unfortunate. I've been asleep for a long time. Where is that dark-complected person? The one who was pulling me away? Did I really see him, or was I just dreaming? I remember that when I was chopping wood, my head began to hurt, and I couldn't stand. I rested with my head on the ground, and I saw a highly luminous being. Was I dreaming, or was it real?
I will tell you everything tomorrow. We've been away too long from your ashram. If we do not return before nightfall, your parents will be worried sick. I believe your father will be glad to see you.